Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the right types of questions to ask your customers and clients to keep them happy, make them even happier, and get more happy customers and clients. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. So the benefits that you're going to get from today's episode are numerous. If you really take to heart the strategy that we're talking about here today, then you're going to start reaping the benefits when it comes to your customer and client satisfaction levels, your increased referrals, your better marketing, your better copy, your easier sales process. So many good things happen when you take into account what I'm going to share with you here today. And it's certainly not a complex topic. And I think you're going to get the gist of it really quickly, because we are talking about customer-centric questions. Now, I'm also going to share with you a big mistake that I very often see entrepreneurs and businesses, small businesses and big businesses, making when it comes to this context of what we're talking about here today. So, what is it that we're talking about today? Obviously, I teased it at the top of this episode about what types of questions you must be asking your customers and clients. And the things that I often see are not great questions. I, as a customer myself of a lot of businesses, I get surveys in my email inbox. Anyone who I've worked with on a personal basis, I see what types of questions they ask me. And all too often, the questions are something like this, like, what do you like most about working with us? Are there any areas where you feel we could improve? Stuff like that, which, who are those questions looking for feedback on? They're looking for feedback on the providers, on the businesses, on the entrepreneurs, which is so funny because to me, as someone who so frequently preaches being customer-centric, that means putting the customer at the center of everything we do. But then when we ask for feedback, when we ask for testimonials, when we ask for all this other stuff, we are us-centered or us-centric. And that kills me because we're missing out on so many opportunities to really get inside the heads of our clients and to better serve them. Because I get it. Ultimately, the reason why we ask for these feedback questions and for these types of testimonials is because we want to better serve people. But we mistake better serving them with better understanding how we are behaving. When the reality is, if we want to better serve people, we need to better understand them. The questions that we ask our customers and clients must be them-focused. I learned this the hard way. Back in 2012, 2013, when I was running my search engine optimization agency, I had one barometer of success in my head. In my head, I wanted my clients to get more organic traffic to their websites, targeted organic traffic, and I wanted them to get more sales calls and more customers and clients. Now, it's funny because when I started asking people, especially as they were dropping out, and, you know, 3-4 months in, starting to get a little bit of fatigue, even though in my books, we were succeeding. We were really crushing and delivering on what they needed to grow their business. But when I sat down and started having conversations with them and asking, hey, like, what's going on your end? How are you feeling about where you are at? They would always say things to me like, I wish I was ranking better for this keyword. And in my head, I was thinking, oh my gosh, rankings are not even in my consideration set, because ranking on Google for keywords that nobody's searching, that's not helpful for your business. But I only got that understanding of what was happening on their end by taking the time to ask about them. And I feel this as a customer so frequently. As a customer, I'm less concerned about how the business is behaving, and I'm more me-focused. That's how customers are. Of course, we all buy things because we want what we want out of them. And to me, it's one big opportunity area that I think businesses miss out on, is they miss out on asking, one, how is it that you measure success? What are you looking for in your purchase of this product or service or course or whatever it is that you offer? How are they measuring success? Because if you understand that, you can more closely deliver that. And by the way, a lot of times, because all of us are caught up in our work, in our industries, in what we do for work, that we forget what actually matters to our end users. And a lot of times it's not all the other stuff that we're working on. A lot of times understanding them, being more customer centric from their perspective, it actually means we get to do less work. We just get to focus on the things that they care about. But when we ask things like, what do you like most about working with us? We're missing out on the opportunity to understand them. We're asking them to tell us about us, when in fact, what they are truly experts in is themselves. And by understanding that, the reason why at the beginning of this episode I said it's going to make your marketing better, your sales better, your copy better, your offers better, your products better, your pitches better, is because when you start understand what's happening in their minds, you start being able to better understand your audience, your ideal customer base. You start being able to better understand all of your customers and your potential customers even better, because they'll start opening up to you what's going on in their minds. And also, one very little underrated element of this is that very frequently when we ask them, especially if you're a small business, if you're a direct entrepreneur working directly with your clients, for example, and you ask, hey, what do you like most about working with me? Well, they're going to be complimentary. Most people by nature are complimentary. Whereas when you ask them about themselves, they're less than complimentary. They're more truthful. They don't feel an obligation to kind of soften the blow or hide the truth, because they're not talking about you. It's not an indictment of you. It's the harsh reality of you caring about them, saying, I want you to get what you want. What's going on in your head? Now, there are, obviously, I don't want to lead you to a cliff and then just leave you there. I want to give you some good questions. And so that's why along the many years of working with clients, working with customers, working with students inside my courses, I started asking more questions of, hey, what are some wins that you've had? I want to hear what the wins are, because that's where you start hearing what they really care about. And at the same time, if you are truly looking for feedback on how to improve your stuff and to figure out what's working, well, wherever they're getting wins, that's what you're doing really well. And then if you want to get at the flip side of that, you can ask them things like, hey, where would you love to get more results? Where do you feel like you're not quite where you want to be? Again, who did I ask them about in that question? Themselves. They're going to tell me exactly what end results they're interested in. Now, me as an entrepreneur, I'm a problem solver. I'm a solutions provider. And so with that data, I'm not asking them to solve the problem. I'm not asking them to tell me what I need to do for them to be happy. I'm just understanding them and understanding what would be a win for them. Now I can sit down and say, how do I incorporate that? How do I deliver that? How do I bake that into my offer, my product, my service, my course, whatever it is that I'm offering? How do I start making it clear to my clients, to my students, to my customers, to my prospects even, that that is something that I can deliver on? That real sort of insight comes when you are customer-centric. I really, like today's episode, it's on the back of, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it's the new year and all these companies are trying to take inventory of their customer base, but I've been receiving so many customer satisfaction surveys and they're all about the businesses and not about me. And it's crazy how I find myself just saying, yeah, you're doing fine. Whereas, because they are doing fine. Ultimately, they are doing fine. If you ask a mediocre question, you're going to get a mediocre answer. You're doing fine. But what you didn't ask is, what additional wins would I be interested in? What are my pain points that nobody is addressing right now? What am I actively looking to solve? They're not getting any of those answers when they ask, hey, how do you think we're doing? They're missing out on a huge advantage, strategic advantage, in their delivery, in their client fulfillment, in their sales, in their marketing, in their promotions. They're missing the ball there. And it's a shame, because hopefully here we are, you know, 9 minutes into today's episode, and hopefully you're thinking, well, Brian, that makes it sound so easy. It's just being customer centric. It's thinking about them more than I think about me. That's a very easy concept. And guess what? You're right. It's so easy that we often forget about it, because it's even easier to think about ourselves. And so That's why I'm not going to overcomplicate today's episode. I really want you to sit down and start asking yourself, what are the questions that I can ask my customers and clients about them? How can I more deeply care about them and their wins so I understand what they're loving? And I can also, by the way, you could use a lot of that stuff in testimonials. So that's another great question to ask. What are some wins that you've had? So that's how you can better understand the good stuff, but also listen to them. Be one of the few companies, be one of the few providers, be one of the few entrepreneurs that takes time to say, hey, I care about you. I want to hear how things are going on your end. Forget how I'm doing. Forget how you think of, you know, how likely you are to refer me to somebody else. Tell me about you. Tell me what's going on in your world. Tell me how I could better serve you. Tell me what you're thinking about. These things are way more powerful than the traditional feedback questions that we center around ourselves and our performance. We don't do things for us. We don't do things to be doing a good job. We do things to be doing a good job for our customers, for our clients. We do things to be positively impacting the people who buy from us. So that's it for me in today's episode. As always, you know I'm always excited, but I'm telling you what, we've got seriously some awesome guests coming on the next few Fridays. We are like way in advance right now, so I've already talked to so many of these guests and I know the value that they're providing, so make sure you tune in. These Friday episodes are quickly becoming some of my favorites, but as always, I say that about every episode. Every episode is my favorite. We've got great Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes coming up, awesome Strategy Wednesdays just like this one, and incredible featured guests on these featured Friday episodes. So wherever it is that you tune into podcasts, make sure you pound that subscribe button, and I'll see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.